Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Ciara and Kim K are 2022 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover models. Congratulations to them.
What that picture? Who got? My bad.
Excuse you? Okay. Birthday
out
boy?
That's already. That's out. I'm with him on this one. That's
Kim
out.
K. Kim K's sister Courtney K and Travis Barker have tied the knot for real this time. They're married for real. And we'll discuss Machine Gun Kelly's $30,000 blinged out manicure. We'll talk about all this at the top of the hour. But right
manicure.
Now, it is time to ask the CLO. Maxie in Columbus says, I went out with a guy twice. The first date, he wanted to go Dutch. Second date, he needed a ride. I blocked his number. I saw him recently driving a Range Rover and wearing a tailored suit. He said I flunked the test and I am a gold digger. He assumed wrong and so did I. How do I get a third date with him?
You don't need a third date with him. You don't need a man testing you. Who the hell he think he is?
That's right.
The problem with y'all sisters out here, man. Y'all think y'all got to prove something to these men. Well, when do they prove something to you? Who wants to date a man that wants to go Dutch? And then who wants to date a man that need a ride? You flunked the test. Ain't no test. Just a badass test. I don't want no broke ass, no car having ass man. Now, what's wrong with me for wanting that? Man, miss me with that. That dumbass test he got. Okay, now let me put you on game. When you see a dude doing that, he's setting you up so he can get what he want without giving you nothing. That's the setup. That's the game he on. So now if I get you using the word gold digger, and that, then I get to get what I want from you without paying for nothing. See, that's how that work, man. Because he know you got a gold mine that he want, but he want the gold for free. Sisters, don't fall for no trap like this. Let his trick ass go on about his business. You flunked the test. He had a tailored suit and a Range Rover. And probably owe on both of them.
Yeah, man, she's feeling badly about herself. Yeah,
girl, please don't do that.
All right, thank you for that. I love that. Faith in Yonkers says, while my husband was out of town, I turned a room in our basement into his personal bar and lounge with a full bar, a huge TV, a fridge, and comfy chairs. My husband is evil and said he prefers to go to a real bar, not the basement. How can he be so unappreciative? Does he want time away from me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. So I take all that mess out that room, turn it into a girl's tea lounge.
She shed.
You know, she shed.
Sitting up in here, man, with just, I don't, dudes like that, I prefer to go to a real bar. Man, please.
Bye.
Go on down there. Bye.
Later.
All right. Mm-hmm. Moving that's on to overrated. Verna and Novi. My husband and Lewis have been friends for 50 years. Lewis's third wife doesn't like me, and he brought her to my house with him Sunday. I stayed in my bedroom the whole time. My husband said I'm rude. Isn't this my house and my choice?
Yeah, see, I don't know the backstory between the third wife not liking you. I don't know what that is.
Right.
You know, you that was being a little bit rude, but, you know, you can't bring nobody in this woman house she don't like either, though. And the woman don't like her, but you sitting up in her house? That ain't how this work, man. So you're going to have to quit. You know, Lewis going to have to make better choices or something. Or Lewis going to have to leave this heifer at the house next time. You could be friends with Lewis, but this heifer can't come over here no more. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you stayed in the back.
Yeah, me too.
I'd have been sitting out there. Her ass would have been so uncomfortable. I'd have talked to everybody but her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'd have mentioned the second wife.
It just would have came up.
I'm sorry, that ain't your name. Girl, how you doing? You know, her name's Sheila. The ex-name is Martha. Hey, Martha.
I'm sorry.
Sheila. Yeah.
You know, but I enjoyed her company so much. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yep, it I'll show you work rude, out with sir. Them.
I'm so sorry.
Petty and rude. Petty. Uh-huh, beautiful combination.
You know, I try to remember your name best I can, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, it's going to be hard, though, because, you know, me and her were so close. We used to go shopping and had girls and everything, you know, and you over here tripping and everything.
Martha was so beautiful. She was just so beautiful.
I guess that, you know, they say the 33 times is the charm, you know. Let's hope that's true.
Ooh.
You know, I guess you need now. Three strikes, you know. You know.
All right. I think she got the message. All right, moving on. This is our last one, Steve. Sasha in Ontario. Sasha says, I was snooping through my man's voicemails and I mistakenly deleted a message from his grandmother asking him to come visit. I dropped some hints so he would call her, but it didn't work. I feel terrible because she's waiting to hear back from her grandson. Should I confess to going through his phone?
Damn. What is you in there for?
See, what?
Come on. What do you want?
Why don't you call his grandmother?
Okay.
And say, I made a mistake and I deleted his message. Could you call him back? Because he don't even know you called.
She gonna say something.
Yeah, grandmother gonna say something.
Cause grandmother
yeah, she's gonna tell.
Hubie, I'm calling you back cause Samantha said that, you know, she was that whatever her name is, she accidentally, you know, that's what she say. It accidentally. Mm-hmm. You know, I sent a message to you for you to call me and I've been sitting here waiting and you didn't call. Well, Grandmama, I didn't get the message. Well, that's when Samson told me that. Whatever, you know, I don't
know. Sasha.
She was, she said she had you say, she heard the message and it got, took out.
Yeah.
Took she out the phone.
Deleted it. Accidentally. Accidentally.
I don't know how it happened. She had your phone, seemed like, you know.
It was an accident.
Some kind of way had your phone and must have. She heard me and just pressed the go away button. And oh, next thing you know, it was just off. And you ain't even called me. And I was so hurt, Hubie, because I thought we was close. And you don't call your grandma. You know, I ain't, you don't know how long I got. But oh. I think she do. And, you know, she done, you know, set up and press that takeoff button. And next thing you know, I wasn't even on there no more. And I think I had sent you a FaceTimer. And that's gone, too.
A what? A what, Grandma?
A FaceTimer. I had sent you one. I wanted my face on it, and it timed. I sent it. Thank it was.
On the go-way button.
On the go-way. I love the go-way.
Go-way button. Go-way button.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Thank you, CLO. Thank
I love you.
You. Coming up.
Bye, Grandma.
Tell Sophie I said see ya.
Sasha. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.